I've been thinking. I've never been to war. I've never been a military man. I just missed the draft back in the 60s and 70s. And I was a military dependent. My father was Air Force. I've mentioned that before. So I don't know what it means to be in war. But there are different kinds of war. And mechanized war, like in World War II, strategic. And you may have made mistakes and lost men to that mistake, and that mistake cost you something. And you admit those mistakes and you learn from those mistakes and you go on and move forward. And one of the things I've been thinking about is that we're in a war of ideas. A fifth generation psychological war upon the vast majority of the population on behalf of a small minority who have captured the media and the government and the propaganda mouthpieces and the non-government agencies or organizations, NGOs, and how they've directed funding and strings attached to them to indoctrinate our kids in school and just train us into what soon is going to be a digital system, first by taking away gold and silver and replacing it with paper. And then from there to a check, and then from there to a credit card, and from there to debit card, and there to apps on your phone, and ultimately a digital ID. Used to be birth certificates were in the family Bible. And then the state decided that they wanted to birth certificates, and then they started Social Security, and every one of us get a number. And slowly but surely, they lead us down this trail where you have to have birth certificates, a driver's license, a marriage license, a license to do business, and da 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 da. So ultimately, it comes down to this idea. Maybe it's not just an idea, it's a conflict between the idea of collective security and the individual freedom to do what they want. And again, as long as you're not hurting anybody, don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's shit. Basic rule, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, do unto others as you would have done unto them, that kind of thing. And then you can define all the laws. But over here, we have anything can be anything and anywhere. And we see this through the, now men can be pregnant and the LGBTQ2RST thing. So we are at war. And every one of your basic rights, which, you know, the Bill of Rights only lists a few of them. You have the right to be left the hell alone. And yet we're all the time at war. So in a war, we have two sides. We have the small minority of psychopaths that want control of the world and look at us as useless eaters. We're only there to serve them, who've now made up this story about we have to save the planet and Gaia worship and you know, go green and all this craziness. And then we got the people that make the, you know, the shots and all that kind of stuff, and they're talking about the shots are going to make, we'll have less people if we can vaccinate a bunch of people. So we're under attack at every level. And yet, that our army doesn't even understand they're under attack. Oh yeah, we know the schools are bad. We know that. I hate going to DMV. I hate these taxes. But other than that, the people don't understand what's actually going on. They can't look back just over their own lifetimes. Like I'm almost 64, and I look back at the changes that have happened since I was born and what it is today, and you have to see, you cannot not see it, that we are less free today than we were back then. And then you look further back and you see it. You see the progression of authoritarianism and this idea of collectivism. Where just at county council, they talk about it's their meeting. It's the county council. They're looking after the county. The county is a collective. It's not the individual. And so they look at things that they like Woodard Park. They look at that and they say, you know, this would be great. I like the idea. I think it would be good for the majority of the people, whatever that might be, 50%, 48%, 32%, or 90%. They actually don't really look at that except for election time. And I don't even know if they care about that anymore because the elections are bought, basically, by the people with influence. Because the people, they know that the people are not going to exercise their right to free speech, to protest, to any of that, to refuse. One thing people don't understand is the power of the purse is in the hands of each and every one of us. And in a group, if we came together and we all decided, you know, we're not going to pay these here taxes, and we're going to start a Minuteman so that if the sheriff and the tax collector come to the farm and the alarm bell rings across the valley and the Minutemen show up and say, you know, ho, 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 you ain't gonna do it. We ain't here to fight, we just ain't gonna do it. And it doesn't take but a small, vigilant minority, and the government cannot do anything at all. And the danger is a collective. A collective is the most dangerous, and you give them the right, give them quote, unquote, the right to rob you, to steal you. Well, they have to call it taxes, otherwise it would be the truth. They call it fees. Otherwise, it would be the truth. The truth is they're robbers. And I've said it for a long time. You give a do-gooder a monopoly on violence, the right to steal and rob from you, they're going to drive you into the poorhouse, and you're going to end up with a utopia with parks and stuff that are in low maintenance, no disrepair, just like they are now, and they're going to bring them up to standards. And then what's going to happen? Same old thing. Woodard Park in 15 years will be a run-down joint, probably crackheads running around on it. All because you give the do-gooders a monopoly on violence. So we are at war. But it takes you and me and all our neighbors in order to fight against it. And we got to understand that there are going to be casualties. You're not going to win every battle when you go in, especially when you haven't exercised your rights in a good long time, if at all. Right for free speech is critical. We will lose everything if we don't have the right to free speech. That is our B-52 against the idea of collective good versus individual liberty. Because the collective good will always try to kill the individual liberty. Just something else to think about. Till next time. Peace.